感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们还是继续来思想主的话语。
Thank God, this morning we'll continue to think to study the Word of God.
我们还是继续来思想马太福音。我们今天会来到马太福音的24章。
We'll continue to study the Book of Matthew, and today we'll start with chapter 24.
马太福音24章、25章是主耶稣基督谈到末日的光景。
Chapter 24-25 of Book of Matthew is the record of what Jesus talk about the end of time.
我们现在一起来读马太福音24章第1节到第14节。
So now let's read together the Book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 1 to verse 14.
马太福音24章1节起。耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒近前来，把殿宇指给他看。耶稣对他们说：你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里，没有一块石头留在石头上，不被拆毁了。耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说：请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？耶稣回答说：你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。那时，人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。感谢神，我们经文读到这里。
Thank God, this is the message you're going to read.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们知道你是创造天地万物独一的主宰，你是创造神。
We know that you're the creator of heaven and earth. You're the only God.
你也把我们这些蒙拣选的人从罪和死亡当中拯救出来，你是拯救的上帝。
And you chose us and you save us from sin and death. You are the God of salvation.
我们更是知道，你还要再来审判这全地，审判你所创造的这一切，你也是审判的上帝。
And we know you will come and you will judge all the things you have created. You are God of judgment.
我们知道你再来审判全地的日子近了。
And we know this day is near.
你也在圣经告诉我们，在这末世的时候，有些好讥笑的人会说。
And we know that according to the Bible, at the end of time, there's a people mocked.
那主再来的日子在什么时候呢？
And what is the time that the Lord will come?
但是我们知道主再来审判全地的日子近了。
But we know that the time that Lord come to judge the whole on the earth, that the time is near.
就像挪亚洪水的时代，人们在那里心里充满了罪，吃喝建造。
And just like the time of Noah, and before the flood come, they fall with sin and they live their ordinary life.And have their earthly pleasure.
但神的审判接着洪水就降临。
And then the judgment of God through the flood it comes.
愿圣灵把神的话语刻在我们每个人的心板上面。
May the Holy Spirit put word of God into our heart.
愿圣灵来带领我们，来预备我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and prepare us.
让我们在这末世的时候，我们不染上瑕疵，我们不跌倒，能够欢欢喜喜的等候主耶稣基督的再来。
And in this end of time, we become blameless and we are not fall and we prepare ourselves for waiting for the time of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I 相信有很多弟兄姊妹都看到这两天发生的新闻，就这两天在新西兰，是他们历史上最黑暗的日子。
And I think most brothers and sisters read the news what happened in the last couple of days in New Zealand, and this they call it the darkest time in the history of New Zealand.
新西兰这个一直很宁静、很平和的一个国家，就在这几天前就是发生恐怖袭击，49个人被夺去生命，现在可能会更多啊。
And New Zealand, of course, is a very, very peaceful land and a quiet place. And then last 2 days, there's a terrorist attack. And up to today, it's 50 people was, life was taken away and a terrible tragedy.
更可怕的是，这个杀人凶手，他把他就是怎样残忍的杀人的这些视频放到网上，他要期望更多的人来效法他的行为。
And make it even worse that this brutal killer actually broadcast his killing actually on the video and the social media. He wanted more people to know this and follow this.
当然，我们也都知道，这些像这样的事情，这近几年来是发生的越来越多，频率越来越高。
And we're all aware of this type of attack, this type of things. Actually, in the recent years, it's happened.Much more often, the frequency getting higher.
如果我们从人类的文明史这几千年来看，耶稣基督所说的关于末日的征兆，在这近一两百年以来，越来越集中的显明出来。
If you look at the history of human civilization and what Jesus mentioned, the sign of the end of time in the last 100, 200 years actually shows more frequently.
自然灾害越来越频繁的发生。
Natural disaster actually occurred much more often.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有灾荒地震。
And people against people, kingdom against kingdom, and there's a catastrophe and earthquake.
这都是灾难的起头。
And this is a beginning of the tribulation or sorrow.
所以越到末世的时候，这个世界会越来越危险，越来越充满了痛苦灾难。
So towards the end of the time, this world is filled with dangerous and also filled with sorrow and tribulation.
这是灾难的起头。
And this is the beginning of the sorrow.
也就是说，会有一个最大最大的灾难来到。在这最大的灾难来到之前，前面会有这些小的阵痛。
What Jesus said is actually there will be the greatest tribulation come, but before that, there was kind of small kind of event, tribulation comes.
所以这个灾难的起头，这个灾难的原文的意思是生产之难，就是女人生孩子那个最痛苦的时刻。
And the word used, the sorrow, actually, original meaning is the sorrow, the pain that woman deliver baby.
我们知道，当女人要生孩子之前，她越是临近要生孩子，她就会越来有阵痛，那个痛的频率会越来越高，这就提醒她，她最大的痛苦会来了，就是孩子降生的那个时刻，最大的痛苦就会来。
And we all know when the woman gave in during the labor, her pain will get much more frequent, contraction getting more frequently, and basically symbolize that.Her biggest pain will come.
就像一个待产的一个妈妈，她什么时候知道她的孩子马上就要降生了呢？就是那个阵痛 很密集的来到，他就知道哦，这个孩子马上就要出生了，会有最大的一个痛苦来到了。
Just like the mother during the labor, and he knows the time to come when the pain get much more frequent.
所以主耶稣说，当末日的时候会有一个大的灾难，当那个大的灾难来到之前，会有很多很多的阵痛，这个密度越来越高，会越来越痛，越来越痛。
So that's what Jesus is mentioned. In the end, there's a big pain and tribulation. But before that comes, there's all the small ones that become more frequently, more strong.
会有各种的异端会出来，假冒上帝的名。
There's a lot of heresy comes and in the name of God.
会有自然的灾害频繁的出现。
There's a natural disaster frequently occurred.
人与人互相的仇恨，互相的杀害
，and a hatred and killing among the people.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国
，and a nation will fight with nation, kingdom will fight with kingdom.
这个民要攻打民，当然是指人与人之间的仇恨，也是指这个民族和国家之间的仇，民族和文明之间的这个仇恨。
The nation against nation is of course talk about country, but more it referred to the different race of people, different civilization of people, they fight with each other.
那么在这个末世的时候，那些真正忠心爱主的人，他们会受逼迫的。
And then in the end, those are truly faithful to love the Lord, they will be persecuted.
那些真正的坚持基督教的伦理价值，坚持基督教的信仰的这样的一些基督徒，在这个世界上，无论在任何地方，他都会受到各种形式不同的逼迫。
And the Christian who truly hold on the Christian value and Christ teaching, regardless of where they are,They will have suffered different type of form of a persecution.
我就知道，就是即便在波伊西这个地方，就是一些小朋友、小学生，在他的学校里都不敢说自己是基督徒。
I know even in the Boise, some elementary school, student, they're afraid to say they are Christian.
因为他怕别的同学会笑话他，会排斥他。
And because he or she afraid that other people will reject her, laugh at her or him.
这就是末世的光景。
And this is the situation in the end of the time.
有一位很著名的神学家范泰尔，他曾经说过。
There's a very famous theologian, Cicerone Van Tau said.
他说到，他从圣经中看到，就是在末世的时候，上帝会。渐渐地收回他普遍恩典的手。
And he said, in the end of time, from the Bible, he sees that at the end of time, God will gradually pull his hand of general grace hand back.
这个世界我们会看见，为什么这么和谐，这么美好？不是我们人多么好，是上帝普遍恩典的手一直在托住的，一直在托住。
If you look at this world, look so beautiful, so good, so harmony, and it's not because we are so good, but because the God's general grace hand sustained it.
但是到末世的时候，上帝要开始收回。
And but in the end, the time God.Pull his hand of general grace back.
我这两天就是跟着我的女儿去看一个电视的一个片子，她谈到我们这个地球。
And in this couple of days, I was watching a video with my daughter talk about a Earth.
我看到哇，上帝的创造真的奇妙可畏。地球其实是一个很薄很薄的壳，里面全部是那种。高温的那种燃烧，就是相对于地球的直径来说，我们这个地壳是非常非常薄的。
I was looking at it was amazing at Earth and in the hand of God. Compare its dimension that the cover and the layer, the top layer of Earth actually is very thin, and the inside is all 100,000 degree of heat material.
我们可以想象一个鸡蛋的蛋壳。这个我们现在所站的陆地就像这个蛋壳一样那么薄。
If you think of it, you can imagine the shell of an egg, and the the things with the layer that covers earth right now, it's just like the shell of an egg, that thing.
那里面就不是鸡蛋黄了，里面是哇，这个熔岩呐、啊，极其高温。
Of course, the inside is not like the egg, but inside is all those lavas with tens of thousands of millions of degrees hot.
然后，但是地球这样的美好，这样的这样的和谐的运转，是因为轨道啊，大气啊，太多太多的事情。然后地球就恰恰好处在这样一个完全美好的状态。
And if you look at then, if you look at outside, Earth is so peaceful, so beautiful, and everything has to be the right place, a good trajectory and atmosphere and airs. Everything has to be put the right place, and then it become that beautiful Earth.
啊，这是自然界。然后呢，我们看这个今天这个世界仍然还有各种各样的权柄。政府政权来抑制罪恶，还是有警察，还是有监狱。
And of course, this is on the natural world. Among the society in this today's world, there is still all kinds of proper authority there to suppress the sin and crime.
然后我们人心里还有良心。
And also in our heart, we still have the conscience.
但是我们会看到现在。越来越多那种无政府主义的思想起来。
And, but if you look at it now, the society, there's a lot of love anarchy comes out, and
人们不再顺服权柄。
People no longer submit to the authority.
然后人们 越是把心中的这种良心或者这种那种起码的伦理道德 common sense 把它丢在一边。
And the people inside, people also more and more cast away their conscience, their common sense.
啊，然后他人们按照自己的心中欲望去行。
And they do whatever their desire drive them to do.
做出很多很多违反基本的这个人类的伦理道德的事情。
And did a lot of things that against the very basic moral code of a human being.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
上帝恩典的手在慢慢在收回了。
Because God is starting pull away, pull back His hand of general grace.
这就是末世的光景。
And this is the end of the world. That's what the situation would be.
会有更频繁的自然灾害，会有人心中的恶越来越显现出来，越来越显现出来。
They will have a more and more natural disaster, and human, human sin, human evil will be more and more manifested.
啊，然后神的最终最后的审判就临到，让那些恶人犯罪的人无可推诿，因为他们心里的恶已经释放出来，不再被上帝普遍恩典的手压抑住。
And then the God judgment will come, and that judgment, they make all the sin that has no excuse because their sin is no longer suppressed by God's hand of general grace.
最可怕的不是自然的灾害。
Of course, the most terrible thing is not natural disaster.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的。不要去怕它，没有什么可怕。
Because Jesus said that the things can kill your body, but not your soul. Do not be afraid. Nothing to be afraid of.
最可怕的是人的心。
And the most things need to be afraid is our heart.
人心里的罪恶，到末世的时候，哇，就释放出来。
The sinfulness and the evilness of our heart in the end of time is completely explored and shown.
马太福音二十四章十二节，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡
了。And Matthew 24:12 said, "It's because lawlessness will abound, and the love of many will grow cold."
这是最可怕的。
And this is the things most be afraid of, terrible thing.
一个爱心冷淡的人是一个什么样子呢
？If a person that love grow cold is what kind of person?
啊，为什么主耶稣说爱心冷淡了？哇，这是非常非常可怕的事情。
And why Jesus said when the person the love of love grow cold is a very terrible thing?
我们大家一起来读提摩太后书三章第一节到第五节。
Let's read the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5.
一节起，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。在提摩太后书，圣灵感动带领保罗讲下这样的一番话。
In the second Timothy, Holy Spirit led Paul and put down those words.
也谈到末日的光景。
It talk about the situation in the end of time.
那么圣灵带领保罗在这个时候没有说到那些的天灾。
And at that time, Holy Spirit led Paul didn't talk about natural disaster.
这是谈到最可怕的事情。
And only talk about the most terrifying thing.
就是在谈到耶稣基督说末世的时候人的爱心冷淡了。
And basically mentioned about what Jesus mentioned in the, about how the love of people grow cold.
爱心冷淡的人是怎样的人？就是专顾自己的人。
And you can see the love grow cold. What kind of people is become a love of themselves?
啊，就是只爱自己的人，这是爱心冷淡的。
And the person only love himself, that is the person who love grow cold.
啊，一个人越来越只爱自己，只关注自己，他的这种爱不是爱。
If a person only love himself, only care about himself, focus on himself, such a love, actually, it's not love.
这是自私。
And that's a selfishness.
这不是爱。
It's not love.
爱是爱上帝，尽心尽意，尽心尽力，爱上帝。
Love is with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength to love the Lord.
爱是爱人，爱别人，爱邻舍。
Love is love the others, love your neighbor.
如同爱我们自己。
And like love ourselves.
爱我们自己，我们每个人都爱自己。
Love yourself, everyone love ourselves.
但是，这个不用再提醒我们，因为我们每个人天然的我们就关注自己。
There's nothing to be reminded of because naturally everyone will focus ourselves, care about ourselves.
所以主耶稣告诉我们诫命最大的两条就是爱。
So Jesus told us the greatest command is love.
爱上帝，爱别人。
Love God and love your neighbor.
但是到末世的时候，
But in the end of time,
人对上帝的爱，对别人的爱越来越少，越来越冷淡了。
And the love towards God, love towards your neighbor, grow colder and colder.
人只爱自己，只顾自己，只关注自己。
People only love yourself, only care about yourself, only focus on yourself.
这会带来一个可怕的世界。
And that will bring a terrified world.
所以我们看圣经的经文。保罗被圣灵所感动，保罗说你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
And if you look at this passage, you can see Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, he reminded Timothy, said, you should know this, that in the last days, periods, a danger time will come.
为什么会这样？
Why is that?
因为那时人要专顾自己，或者说只爱自己。
And Paul gave a reason is a for men will be lover of themselves, lovers of themselves.
所以当这个世界上的人越来越以自我为中心，越来越只是爱自己，只是关注自己的时候，这个世界会变得越来越可怕，越来越危险。
So basically, when the people on the earth become more and more lover of themselves, more and more focused on themselves, then this world become more and more terrified, more and more dangerous and perilous.
人和人之间彼此的仇恨，彼此的陷害。
And there is a hatred among them and attack among them.
所以今天的世界是一个很矛，有一个矛盾的现象，就是一方面我们人的这种生活的质量、生活的水平是越来越高，远超于我们历史上任何一个时代。
So in this world, actually, there is a very ironic phenomenon. On one hand, our life standard is getting higher and higher. It's far beyond past any generation we had before us.
但是另外一个方面呢，越来越多的人觉得忧愁愁苦，这个世界上越是富有的地区，他的自杀率越高。
But on the other hand, the more and more people feel frustrated, feel depressed, and feel terrified. And in this world, actually, the most richest regions would have the highest suicide rate.
为什么会这样？
Why is that?
所以很多社会学家、人类学家就发现，我们这个时代跟以前的时代比，有一个非常大的不同。
So there's a lot of scholars study social matters. Those scholars, they said this generation has a huge difference from the other generations.
我们这个时代的人比历史上任何时代的人，我们都更加的以自我为中心，更加的关注自己。
And they find out this generation compared to all the other generation, we are more care about ourselves, focus on ourselves.
我不知道有多少人每天早上起来第一件事就打开手机，看多少人来看看自己的朋友圈，多少人给自己点赞。
I don't know how many people you first thing in the morning, you turn on your cell phone and you try to see how many people have a thumb up for your blog.
他说：“哎呀，我发上了一个照片，哇，多少人来看我的照片啊？多少人来 like 我的照片
？”And I share a picture, and I want to find how many of my friend is like my picture, how many watch see my picture and give a thumb up for my picture.
所以我们现在有很多很多这样非常便利的工具，来帮助我们来满足我们心里的这个欲望，就是哎，我要成为众人的中心。我要成为众人的焦点。
So now we have all those very convenient tools to enhance our desire, become a center of our universe. I want to become a center of my social group.
我们越来越多，现在的人比历史上任何，我们越来越多，每天想的就是自己。谁看我的照片？我的心里的这种愁苦，谁来安慰我？谁来关心我？谁来想我的需要？我们越来越多是想这个问题，我。
And this generation, compared to all the other generation, we become more and more focused on ourselves. Who will watch my picture? See my picture? Who will care about my difficulty? Who will come to comfort me? And so on and so forth. Me.
如果我们看我们自己的那个 Facebook， 哇，下面有很多的这个 like， 很多的声音，哇，我们今天一天心情都很好。
If I look at my Facebook, there's a lot of thumb up, and today I will be a very good mood.
但如果我们看，哎呀，没有人看呐、啊，没有人看我，没有人关注我，没有人关心我，哦，我们今天一天都很忧愁。
So if this look at this, no one care about us, no one look at my Facebook, and then the whole day I was in very bad mood.
但是试想一下，在一个越来越人越来越自私的世界，谁会一天到晚的真心真意的去关注别人呢？
But if you think about it, if a world is more, everyone is more and more selfish, more and more care about self, who will actually truly honestly care about other people?
所以如果我们的期望就是啊，大家都看我啊，大家都来满足我的需要，满足我的虚荣，我们越是这样的期望，我们就越失望。
So if we're more hopeful that other people all care about me and care about my pride and other things, the more we care about this, the more we're looking for, the more we hope for that, the more we were disappointed.
所以末世时候人的爱心冷淡了。
So in the end of the time, that people's love grow cold.
但是另外一种爱，加引号的爱，是急剧的增长，急剧的放大。
And another kind of love, quote unquote love, is kind of increased dramatically.
那这个爱什么？爱自己的爱。
And what is love? This is the love of ourselves.
这不是爱，这是自私。
And this is not love, it's a selfishness.
这是以自我为中心。
It's self-centered.
越是这样，你爱越来越冷淡，世界越来越可怕。
more you have a love of self, then the world, the love will grow cold, and the world will become more and more terrified place to live.
所以专顾自己、专爱自己是一系列罪的一个源头。
So you can see, become love of self is become a source of a serious type of sin. Become the source of those.
如果一个人专顾自己，所以他自然就会贪爱钱财。
So if you love of self, then definitely will love of money.
他自然就会自夸骄傲。
It will be boast, it will be pride.
所以他会违背父母，他会忘恩负义，他会心不圣洁。
It will disobey to the parents, will be unthankful and unholy.
所以一个极度自私的人，以自我为中心的人，他一定会产生下面这些罪。
So you can see if the love of himself, then he will have all the things that describe later on.
无亲情。
And unloving,
不体谅别人，不体谅亲人。
And don't care about your friend, your relatives.
不解怨，不愿意饶恕人。
And unforgiving, you cannot forgive other people.
哦，我这么重要的人，我这么金贵的人，你居然伤害我，哎，我不饶恕你。
And I'm such an important person, you offend me, I will not forgive you.
好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴。
And slander without self-control, brutal and despise of good.
卖主卖友，出卖别人，就为了自己的利益。
And a traitor and headstrong.
自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。
How did love of pleasure rather than love of God?
这一切的事情的源头是什么？因为那时人要专顾自己。原文就说你只爱自己。
So you can see all the things that listed.The source started with what? Started with the love of themselves. Love of themselves.
我们来看圣经中一个只爱自己的人。
Let's look at in the Bible that's one person is a love of himself.
这就是主耶稣基督所讲那个浪子的比喻。
And we remember that Jesus talked about the prodigal son, that comparable.
那个悔改之前的浪子。他来到他的父亲面前说：“把我应得的家产给我。”
And that son, before he repented, of course, he came to the father. He said, "Give me the portion that it's mine."
就从他这句话，我们知道这个浪子他爱谁啊
？And from this word, we know that this prodigal son would who he love.
只爱自己。
He love himself.
不爱父亲。
He don't love his father.
因为他爱自己
Because he loved himself.
所以他贪婪金钱
So he covered this wealth of his father.
因为他爱自己所以他不尊敬他的父亲他违背他父亲的心意
Because he loved himself, he do not honor his father. He disobedient to his father.
因为他只爱自己所以他狂傲他说我应得的给我他有什么是应得的产业都是他父亲的
Because heLove himself, so he is so proud and his boast. He said, "Give me my portion." But what is his portion? All the possession is of his father.
So he 忘恩负义
So he is care about himself. Is unthankful.
So he 心里充满了自私骄傲
It's full with pride and with selfishness.
贪婪
and covering.
然后对他父亲讲这样的话，你知道他是一个多么凶的孩子啊！
And say that kind of word to his father is how brutal that would be.
爱宴乐
and the love of the feast, a pleasure.
这个浪子把父亲的家产拿去了以后，他干什么？爱宴乐
And when he took all this father gave to him, what did he do? He wasted all the pleasures.
试想一下，如果我们的孩子变成这个样子
，Think about it, if our children become like this.
那是多么可怕的事情
It's how terrified things, terrible things will happen to us.
世界上这个世界上所有的人变成这个样子
And think about if the whole world, everyone become like this.
那是多么可怕的世界
And how terrified the world will be.
但是现实就是人越来越变成这个样子
But the truth reality is that people more and more move toward that direction.
但是今天这个世界上有一个声音来告诉我们
but, But today in this world, there is a voice that tells us.
你就是要爱自己啊。
And you need to love yourself.
你要对自己好一点啊。
You'll be good to yourself.
你很重要的，你很特别的。
And you're very special. You got to be important. You're very important.
你就是要爱自己。
You need to love yourself.
今天世界上是不是有这样的一个声音？
That's the world teaching right now.
在我就是以前就是读书的时候，我有读一门课叫做教牧学。
And when I was during my study, and I have a course, I take a course in terms of how to you you know pastor the church.
然后我在这个课本上看到这样的一个例子。
And in the book textbook, I saw this example.
就是有一个大概十四五岁的一个小女孩，她在跟她男朋友约会的时候呢，她有一次她就跟她的男朋友就发生了性行为。
There's a little girl, about like 15, 16 years ago, and once when she was dating her boyfriend, and one time she just had an improper relationship, sexual relationship with her boyfriend.
然后她接下来心里就不安了。
So after that, she's very uncomfortable.
然后她就去到她的教会，找到她的这个青年牧师youth minister 或者 youth director。
And then he went to her church and talked to her youth director, youth minister.
然后就讲，哎呀，我现在心里很不安呐，我心里啊很忧愁啊。
And basically, she says that she is very uncomfortable. She is very distressed.
然后那个
because of this,
那个他的这个youth director 就对他说，但是你在跟你男朋友有这个行为的时候，当时你快不快乐？
And but the youth minister said, well, the time when you have that relationship with your boyfriend, at that time, do you feel pleasure or happy at that time?
就是你有那样的行为的时候，那个时候你当时你快不快乐？
Just at that time, are you happy or not?
那个女孩说，哎呀，当时我还是蛮快乐的。
And he said that at that time, I was kind of have a pleasure and happy.
后来这个 youth director 对这个小女孩就，那你就应该高兴呢。
And then the youth director says, then you should be happy.
你快乐就好啊。
As long as you're happy, it's fine.
你要爱你自己，你不要责备你自己啊。
You love yourself, so don't blame yourself.
上帝就是希望你快乐啊。
And God wants you to be happy.
你有这个行为的时候，你当时在这个行为当中，你快乐就好啊。
In that situation, at that time, you're happy, that's good.
啊，你要爱自己，你不要责备自己。
Love yourself, don't blame yourself.
他跟这个女孩子这样讲。
That's what the youth minister said to that girl.
就是今天这个世界上，到处你可以听到这样的一个声音：爱你自己，你觉得开心就好，你觉得快乐就好，你不要去管上帝的想法，你不要去管别人的想法。
And that's what the world teaching today. Just love yourself. As long as you're happy, you're good. Don't care about what God thinks. Don't care about what other people thinks.
爱你自己。
Love yourself.
你快乐，你开心就好。
You love and you're happy and that'll be good. Fine.
你做任何事情，只要让你当时能够快乐，做啊。
Whatever you do at that time, you're happy. Do it.
这就是世界的潮流。
That's the world teaching right now.
这个声音告诉人，你要成为一个什么样的人？成为一个专爱自己的人。
What this teaching tells people, this teaching basically tells people, you should become a love of yourself.
不要去管别人，不要去管上帝。
Don't care about other people. Don't care about God.
爱你自己。
Love yourself.
对你自己好。
Be good to yourself.
在很多年前，有一首非常非常流行的歌，惠妮休斯顿唱的。
And a couple years ago, there's a very popular song, and was sung by Whitney Houston.
这个歌的名字叫《最伟大的了》。Greatest love of all,
and this song's name is the greatest love of all.
有多少人听过这首歌
？How many hear this song before?
很多妈妈们听过。
And a lot of mother maybe hear that song.
但是如果你听到这个旋律，你肯定会想起来，因为很多很多地方会听到啊。
Yeah, if you hear the music, you probably remember that song because you hear a lot of place. You can hear that song a lot of place.
在我所成长的那个年代啊。大概十几年前，哇，这首歌非常的流行。
About like 10 some years ago, this song is very, very popular.
甚至在中国大陆都很流行。
Even in China, mainland China, it's very popular too.
那这个他这个歌里唱到最伟大的爱，超越一切最伟大的爱，到底是什么爱呢？
And the song says, what is the greatest love of all? What it is? And it sounds like this.
啊，他说这个最伟大的爱 the greatest love of all is easy to achieve. 就是这个最伟大的爱是非常容易实现的。
He said that the greatest love of all is easy to achieve.
Learning to love yourself. It is the greatest love of all. 就是你爱你自己，爱你自己，这就是最伟大的爱。
Yeah, just learn to love yourself. That's the greatest love of all.
所以当我来看圣经的时候，圣经谈到末日的光景，人就是这样啊。
And when I look at the Bible, and the Bible talk about the situation happen in the end of a time, that's what the people like.
人就变成只爱自己的人。
People become their lover of themselves.
这让这个世界变得越来越可怕，越来越冷酷。
That makes this world is more and more cold and more terrified.
但是今天这样的声音越来越强大，越来爱自己，爱自己，这就是最伟大的爱。
But today this voice becomes stronger and stronger. Love yourself, love yourself. This is the greatest love of all.
然后这个歌还很有，他说这个爱很容易实现。
And this song also said this is easy to achieve.
当然很容易实现的。
Of course, it's easy to achieve.
自私是我们的罪性呐，是我们的天性呐。我们血液里面流淌的就是自私啊。
Selfishness is embedded in us, very nature of sin. Our blood is flooded with selfishness.
你要让我成为一个更加自私的人，我说太容易了嘛。
If you want me to become a more selfish person, of course, it's easy to achieve.
这有什么难的？
What's difficult with that?
你要让我爱上帝，你要让我爱别人，这很难呐。
If you want me to love God and love others, that will be difficult.
因为这违背我血液里面流淌的那种自私的罪性。
Because that against the very nature of my sinful nature.
这就是今天的世界。
And this is today's world.
我们不是一再的被教导，一再的被鼓励，变成一个更自私的人吧。
This world again and again teach us, encourage us to become a more and more selfish person.
当年就是高唱这个最伟大的爱就是爱自己的惠妮休斯顿。
And the person who sing this song that grace the love of all, that Whitney Houston.
当然我们知道她的人生其实蛮悲惨的。
And we know that her life actually is pretty tragic.
她女儿的人生短短的一生也是非常悲惨。
And her daughter, a very short life, it's also very tragic.
如果我们来看这首歌的歌词，其实这个有点像一个母亲讲给她孩子的话。她希望孩子啊，你要懂得爱自己，你要变成一个爱自己的人。
If you look at the song, it's a lot like a mother talk to her child, and it's basically.My child, my children, just you should know how to love yourself.
作为一个父亲，我也期望我的孩子能够成为一个他懂得爱自己、懂得保护自己的人。
As a father, of course, I want to be a father. I want my child to know how to protect herself and love herself.
但是如果我看圣经的真理，越是一个只爱自己的人，他一定是。越是给别人，也给他自己带来伤害。
But if I look at the Bible, a more a person's love of her or himself, more likely he will bring harm to him or herself or to others.
一个自私的人没有快乐的。
A selfish person actually there's no joy.
一个以自我为中心的人，一个每天想着我要成为众人的焦点，我要成为世界的中心，一个这样的人，他一定是一个最痛苦的人。
A self-centered person, a person think about I'll become the center of the universe and the world, and it must be a most painful person.
因为这样的期望不可能实现。
Because such expectation will never be achieved.
这样的人最容易被伤害，因为哪怕别人一个目光，一句无意说的话，都可能会深深的伤害你。
Because those type of person is the most easy to be hurt. Even some people's careless looking or a word without actual hurt will hurt you.
那我们来看另外一个年轻女孩子，她不是一个专爱自己的人。
And I want to look at another young girl. She is not a lover of herself.
这个女孩的名字叫Katy Davis.
And her name is Katy Davis.
她是1989年出生在美国田纳西。
She was born 1989 in Tennessee, in the state of Tennessee.
然后在16岁的那年呢，她许下了她生日的那一天，她许下她生日的愿望。
And on the 16th birthday, he made a wish of a birthday wish.
他说，在我读大学之前的那一年我要出去做义工。
And he said, before I go to the college, the year before I go to college, I will go out for a volunteer work. I do volunteer work.
到18岁那一年，他高中毕业了，他的父亲就满足他这个愿望，就让他出去做一年的义工。
So, and 18 years old, old when she graduated from high school, his father basically fulfilled her wish that sent her to do volunteer work.
他父亲就跟Katy 一直一起去到乌干达的一个就是孤儿院。
And so her father and Katy basically they went to Uganda and went to a nursery.
然后这一个在那里在那个乌干达的那个孤儿院里面，这父亲待了一个礼拜，待不下去了，一定要把女儿拖回去。
That place and they stand 1 week, and the father cannot handle that situation. He want to bring his daughter back.
但他女儿不跟他回去了。
But his daughter don't want to go back with him.
他爸一个人就回来了。
So her father basically come back himself.
后来 Katy 就说他不喜欢肮脏的环境，不喜欢各种疾病啊，在那个地方，更不喜欢当地的一些男人看白人女孩的那种眼神那种方式。
Later that Katy described his father, he said he don't like the dirty environment, he don't like the spread disease spread everywhere. Especially he hate that the local man look at the white girl's the eye.
但是呢，他父亲也不得不承认，在他女儿的生命当中呈现出来的那种满足和喜乐，他父亲以前从来没有见到过。
But his father has to acknowledge that from that he saw his daughter's satisfaction, his happy, while doing this volunteer work is such a happiness that her father never saw in her before.
他知道他的女儿再也不可能回到田纳西了。
And he knows his daughter will, there's no impossible that his daughter will go back to Tennessee.
Katy 以前她在高中，哇，是班上的班长，是这个学校毕业舞会上的女王，是非常漂亮女孩子。
And Katy is a very beautiful girl, he is the class president, and he is the queen of the prom.
然后她的成绩是最好，然后他的家里很有钱，他都是开最好的车，上高中开最好的车。
His study is very good and is very born in a very rich family. You drive the best car he can, she can.
然后他的男朋友哇，是校园里面最帅的小伙子。
Of course, her boyfriend is the most handsome boy in the campus.
但他去了乌干达之后，他把这一切都抛弃了。
But when she went to Uganda, and they cast away all those things.
她没有再回到美国读大学。
She didn't go back to U.S. to go to college.
她不是没有再要那些漂亮的衣服啊啊最好的跑车啊。她跟她以前的男朋友也分手了。
She didn't have her fashion clothing and a sports car, and also she said goodbye to her boyfriend.
多年以后 ，Katy 回忆说。
Many years later, she recalled.
每个人曾经觉得很重要的东西，我现在一样也没有。
And so everyone thinks very important things. Now I have none.
在乌干达，我没有退休金，有时候连电都没有。 但我拥有一切最重要的东西就是平安和喜乐。
Uganda, I don't have anything. I don't have a pension. I don't have anything. I sometimes even don't have electricity. But I have the most important things, that's peace and joy.
这份喜乐和平安来自比人间更美好的地方，我们都知道来自于天上。
He said that peace and joy come from the place that much better than the things on earth. We know it's come from heaven.
这种喜乐和平安超越人的想象。
And such a peace and a joy is beyond people, person's imagination.
此刻我拥有最喜乐、最富足的生活。耶稣拆毁我以前的生活，打破我原来的人生，然后把一个碎片拼凑成一个更美好的生命。
Right now I have the most joyful love life, and Jesus tore down my life, break me into pieces, and then he put together again, make a much beautiful me again.
现在 Kelly 在乌干达，她住的房间只有两平方米。
And now Kelly is still in Uganda, and the place he lives is only two square meters.
房间就在孤儿院里，孤儿院里有102个孤儿。
And the house is in the nursery. There's 102 orphans.
从两岁到十八岁。
And from 2 years old to 18 years old.
Kelly 说他每一天最开心的时刻就是。
And Kelly said every day the most happiest moment is.
就是孩子们上床睡觉之前的那一个小时，孩子们在一起唱赞美诗。在一起祷告，在一起欢笑，跟上帝单纯的相聚在一起。
And so the most happiest moment every day is the 1 hour before the kids go to bed. At that time, they sing a hymn and pray and they laugh and they have enjoyed the unique moment that with God.
凯蒂说，这份强烈的与神同在的喜乐，是我以前从来没有感受到过的。
And Kelly said, this is strong that the presence, the joy come from the presence of God is something I never experienced before.
然后 Kelly 她自己已经领养了14个女儿。
And Kelly herself actually adopted 14 daughters.
然后她创建一个事工叫做Amazima.
So she has a ministry and the name called Amazima.
这个 Amazima 是当地的这个乌干达地区的语言，就是真实。
The Amazima actually in the Ugandan language meaning is true.
这个事工就是帮助那些在乌干达地区的那些孤儿。
And this ministry basically just to help in the Uganda area to help those orphans.
现在这个孤儿院每周喂饱1200个饥饿的孩子。
And this nursery right now feed 1,200 people every day, children.
孤儿院里400多个孩子叫 Katie 叫妈妈。
And there's 400 people in the nursery call Katie mommy.
然后最让 Katie 最让这位妈妈心里高兴的是，就是她所收养的孩子也到街上去把别的孤儿捡回来带到孤儿院里来。
And most make their mommy happy is that her daughter that she adopted.Went to the street and pick up the baby that cast the left by other people and take to the nursery.
他说他有一天他看到他五岁的女儿到外面从路边捡了一个小婴儿被遗弃的婴儿带到孤儿院来，他感到非常的高兴。
And she said one day she saw her 5 years old daughter went on the street and pick up a baby that left by other people and take that baby to the nursery and orphanage and she feels so happy.
她就说你看就是连我五岁的女儿她都知道怎样活出耶稣基督那样的爱。
And he said, look, even my 5 years old daughter knows how to live a life shows the love of Jesus Christ.
当然很多的时候 Kelly 感到非常的灰心。
Of course, a lot of time, Kelly is very despised, very discouraged.
因为他在那个环境知道他所做的这一切改变不了什么。
Because
改变不了乌干达什么。
Because he knows what he did probably cannot change anything in Uganda, that area.
他说我所做的一切就好像用一个小小的吸管要把这整个大海的水要吸干，好像就是这样。
He just said I feel like what I'm doing and I try to use a drop, a little drop, try to make draw all the water out of the ocean.
但是他坚持。
But she insists, she preserves, she endures.
这个世界变得越来越自私。
The world becomes more and more selfishness.
这个世界上的人觉得变得越来越只爱自己，他们的爱心越来越冷淡。
The world become more and more self-lovers, and love grow cold.
有时候我们觉得无论我们怎么做，这个世界就是这样，就是这样的。
Sometimes we feel no matter what we do, this world is like this.
耶稣说末世的时候就是这样。
And Jesus said in the end time is like this.
但是呢，耶稣说我们是世上的盐，世上的光。
But Jesus said, we are the salt of the world, we are the light of the world.
Katy 就是一点点小小的微光。
And Katy is like a very tiny light.
但他坚持不让这个自己小小的微光被这个黑暗的世界吞没。
But she endures, she don't let her little light be put down by the darkness of the world.
她忍耐到底。
She endured to the end.
坚持到底。
She insists, he preserved to the end.
她是主耶稣基督撒在这个世界上的一小撮盐，一小撮盐。
She is a little bit of a salt that Jesus put in this world.
但是她保持住身上这个味道。
But she kept the saltiness of that salt.
她可能改变不了什么。
Yeah, maybe she could not change a big deal.
但她可以做到一件事情，忍耐到底，不让自己成为失味的盐。
But one thing she did is she endured herself to the end. Don't let herself become a salt lost its taste.
当全世界的人，许许多多的人跟从魔鬼撒旦的谎言，成为一个只爱自己的人。
As the world, a lot of people follow the evil one to become a lover of themselves.
这个小女孩，18岁。
But this girl, 18 years old,
就去到乌干达。
Went to Uganda.
在人看来，她完全不顾惜她自己。
And in people's eyes, she really don't care about herself.
她不爱自己。
She don't love herself.
她把自己的生命枉费了，浪费了。
She wasted her life.
她甚至说，糟蹋自己。
It's completely just destroy yourself.
她就是这样。
She like this.
主耶稣就是这样。
Jesus is like this.
道成肉身的上帝来到这个世界上，降生在马槽里。
World become afresh that God was born in a manger.
在人看来，何必这样糟蹋自己呢？
And in people's eye, why you humiliate yourself in that way?
爱你自己吧。
Love yourself.
顾心你自己吧。
Care about yourself.
你若是神的儿子，你先救自己吧。
If you're son of God, just save yourself.
耶稣抵挡这试探。
And Jesus resisted all those temptations.
顺服天父上帝的旨意。
And submitted to the will of God.
他的肉是可吃，他的血是可喝。
His blood can be eaten, and his flesh can be eaten, his blood can be drank.
他把他的生命赐给我们这些信靠他的人。
He gave his life to those of us who trusted in him.
他自己的血为我们这些信靠他的人流出来。
His blood shed on the cross for those of us who trusted in him.
他忍耐到底。
She endured to the end. He endured to the end.
感谢神，愿意我们今天从圣经当中来思想我们要做一个怎样的人。
So today, let's from the Bible, let's think about what kind of person we want to be.
世界一定就是越来越是这样，越来越冷酷，越来越残酷，越来越变成一个可怕的地方。
The world is like this. It's growing cold and much more brutal and much more terrified.
那我们呢？
So how about us?
主耶稣说忍耐到底，坚持到底，就必得救。
Jesus said, if you endure to the end, you'll be saved.
我们是光，我们不要让我们的光熄灭。
We are the light. We don't want our light to be put down.
我们是盐，我们就不要失去盐的味
道。We are the salt, so we're not lost the taste of saltiness.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们知道接下来的日子，主来的日子近了。
We know that the time of Jesus, the second come, is near.
我们不要做一个欺骗自己、麻痹自己的一个鸵鸟。
Well, we don't want to become a person that fool ourselves.
啊，我们啊，就说啊，我不要看这些，我们不要看这个世界上发生的这些灾祸、这些危险的事情啊，不要看，神会把我放在保险箱里的，我不会去经历这些，不要这样想。
We don't want to fool ourselves, think so. Look at what happened. God will keep me in the safety box. Don't think about that way.
因为耶稣明确地讲到末世的时候，信靠主，真正信靠主的人一定会受患难，一定会受逼迫的。
Because Jesus clearly says in the end of a time who trusts God faithfully, they will suffer persecution.
那我们该怎么做呢？
So what should we do?
不要效法这个世界。
And don't...be formed by this world.
不要做一个专爱自己的人。
Or not become a person of love of ourselves.
这样的人给别人带去痛苦。
And such a person bring a pain to other people.
这样的人让自己的人生成为悲剧。
Such a person will make your own life become a tragic.
让我们效法主耶稣基督。
Let's follow Jesus Christ.
做一个真正爱上帝爱别人爱我们邻舍的人
Become a person who loves God and loves our neighbor.
我们一起来做个祷告
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父我们感谢你赞美你
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你在圣经上告诉我们啊，这末后的日子会是怎样
We thank you that through the Bible you tell us what is going to be in the end of the time.
你告诉我们这些不是要让我们变得胆怯不是要让我们变得惧怕恐惧
And you tell us this is not want us to become a coward and be afraid and be frightened
你告诉我们这些你要让我们在患难当中更加刚强壮胆
And you tell us this you want us to become strong and bold in the tribulation
你告诉我们这些你告诉我们我们要忍耐到底我们就必然得救
And you tell us if we endure to the end we'll be saved
愿今天圣灵借着神的话照亮我们每一个人的心
May Holy Spirit through the word of God shine light upon each one of us
让我们的眼睛注目在主耶稣基督身上
Let our focus on Jesus Christ
让我们来思想我们的人生道路要怎样去行
Let's think about our life How should we do
愿圣灵来保守我们
May the Holy Spirit keep us
不要让我们成为一个专爱自己的人
So we not become a lover of ourselves
不要让我们成为一个自私的人
Not person of a selfishness
不要让我们每天成为一个只是想到我自己只是想到我自己的人不要让我们成为这样的人
Let us don't become a person that every day we only think about ourselves Let us do not become such a person
让我们越来越认识神
Let us become know God more and more
越来越知道我们在这个世上怎样来度过这末后的日子
And we know clearly more and more that how should we spend our time on this earth and the time of the end.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.